Start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-1329. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-322-1329. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-322-1329.
Live from the Geico Studios, this is Washington's Talk Superstation, WJFK-FM, and WJFK-FM HD, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
The music of David Crosby has touched the souls of millions.
I figure I'm one of the luckiest human beings in the world. I really, absolutely love playing music. And to be given another chance at life is the most incredible gift. Being able to be with my wife, who I'm really in love with, and being able to see this little boy get born.
3 years ago, he was fighting for his life.
I needed a transplant, and I needed it immediately. And I remember I would be scared to go to sleep at night, because I'd be afraid I wouldn't wake up.
Thanks to the generosity of an organ and tissue donor, his life was saved.
The amount of gratitude you feel isn't easy to describe. It's my job to try and express things like that, and I'm stuck for words.
Share your decision to become an organ and tissue donor with your family today. Share your life. Share your decision. Call 1-800-355-SHARE for a free brochure. 1-800-355-SHARE. A message from the Advertising Council and the Coalition on Donation.
Let's do this.
Hey, it's more than Big O.
Now, I'm Jed Dukes. Make sure you join us this Thursday at the Arlington Cinema Draft House.
I'm Wes Stevens.
8 p.m., we're going to have a very special screen.
Weird.
Our favorite movie of all time.
It's the Cable Guy.
Cable Guy.
I'm coming to get our FRWE.
I wish I had first class.
It's on a first-come basis, so come early for free.
Hey! It's just a show! What are you trying to prove?
FRWE 106.7.
Tonight, it's my turn.
WJFK.
This is CBS, where you'll play Sing It Again for large cash prizes Saturdays on the Columbia Broadcasting System.
And now, a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Good morning. This Thursday, Laura and I returned from an inspiring visit to Africa. In Benin and Tanzania, we met leaders who were fighting HIV/AIDS and malaria, and people whose lives had been saved by the generosity of the American people. In Rwanda, we saw a nation overcoming the pain of genocide with courage and grace and hope. In Ghana, we met entrepreneurs who were exporting their products and building a more prosperous future. And in Liberia, we saw a nation that is recovering from civil war, led by the first democratically elected woman president on the continent. Laura and I returned to Washington impressed by the energy, optimism, and potential of the African people. Members of Congress will soon be returning to Washington as well, and they have urgent business to attend to. They left town on a 10-day recess without passing vital legislation, giving our intelligence professionals the tools they need to quickly and effectively monitor foreign terrorist communications. Congress's failure to pass this legislation was irresponsible. It will leave our nation increasingly vulnerable to attack, and Congress must fix this damage to our national security immediately. The way ahead is clear. The Senate has already passed a good bill by an overwhelming bipartisan majority. This bill has strong bipartisan support in the House of Representatives and would pass if given an up or down vote. But House leaders are blocking this legislation, and the reason can be summed up in three words: class action lawsuits. The Senate bill would prevent plaintiffs' attorneys from suing companies believed to have helped defend America after the 9/11 attacks. More than 40 of these lawsuits have been filed, seeking hundreds of billions of dollars in damages from these companies. It is unfair and unjust to threaten these companies with financial ruin only because they are believed to have done the right thing and helped their country. But the highest cost of all is to our national security. Without protection from lawsuits, private companies will be increasingly unwilling to take the risk of helping us with vital intelligence activities. After the Congress failed to act last week, one telecommunications company executive was asked by the Wall Street Journal how his company would respond to a request for help. He answered that because of the threat of lawsuits, quote, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do something voluntarily. In other words, the House's refusal to act is undermining our ability to get cooperation from private companies, and that undermines our efforts to protect us from terrorist attack.
Okay.
Director of National Intelligence Mike McConnell recently explained that the vast majority of the communications infrastructure we rely on in the United States is owned and operated by the private sector.
That's enough of that. Let's get on with the show.
Very talented young man. Godspeed to you, Joe Artichoke.
The only thing we have to fear is...
Welcome, everybody. Good Saturday evening to you. I am your host, Legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this latest Nextus edition of Joe Radio. My fellow Joe-Americans, welcome back. How are you this week? How was your week? My week? I finally got the flu that everybody else around me had, but I got over it. And I'm here tonight to announce to you, hold on, let's get a fanfare, shall we? Hold on, let's get a fanfare. Because tonight, my guest, tonight, is none other than Mr. John Rhodes. And what does he do, you might ask? You might ask, what does he do? Oops. Oh, shoot. There goes my fanfare. Come on, I want some fanfare. What does he do? Hey, let's try this one. John Rhodes runs a website called Reptoids.com. That's right. Reptile people tonight, everybody. Reptile people. Now, those of you who are not familiar with Joe Radio, I like to explore things on the fringe. And my first show, 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago, I brought up lizard people from the hollow earth. And, you know, I was kind of goofing on it because it was my first show. I needed something to talk about. So... But I do follow UFOs and ghosts, and even these reptile people are the latest thing to come down my pike. And people are coming up to me after the show and saying, man, I've never heard anybody talk about reptile people on WJFK. Granted, there are other radio shows out there that deal with the paranormal and everything, and that's fine, you know, but you're not going to find someone like me bringing this to people like you in this wonderful Washington, D.C. Area and points elsewhere. Hey, DJ, how are you tonight?
Yo, doing good.
Good. How can we get... By the way, everybody, don't... You know, I'm letting DJ distract me a little bit, but he's my producer, and we... as usual, we have a little bit of technical difficulty in the studio tonight, so he's fixing something. But I just might as well take this moment to remind you. Oh, fanfare. Oh, that's not the fanfare. Where's the fanfare? Hold on. Oh, hold on. Technical difficulty. Ah, fanfare. Very good. I have a MySpace page for the show, Joe Radio. And it is at, of course, www.myspace.com, Joe Radio 1067. You see, Joe Radio was taken, so the 1067 is kind of like the, you know, it's the frequency that the WJFK is on. So I think it's pretty clever. Fanfare! So, and don't forget, you can also send me email at joeradio1067@aol.com. So, talking about the reptile people, from the first show, a lot of people came up to me and said, you know, the reptile people are cool. We want to know more about this. You should have gone on longer with it. And I explained to them that I really didn't know where to go with it because I'm not an aficionado on reptile people. Reptoids. And by the way, go to, I guess it's www.reptoids.com, and you'll see the website. And if you go to my MySpace page, you'll see a little reptile guy in the corner. It's pretty cool. So this is where we're at tonight at 10 o'clock. We'll have John Rhodes on, and he will explain a lot of things. And I'm not going to goof on this guy because I like to take this stuff seriously. And you know that when I come in and talk to the guys that are here running the board for Hefe and Dubs and the phones and stuff, we end up talking about reptile people. And then, you know, and then other urban legends and stuff. But I don't think the reptile people are or is an urban legend. Ugh, stammering. Hold on. Let's get another fanfare, because I have another announcement. Ha-ha! I don't have another announcement. I wanted to play the fanfare. I like the fanfare. Anyway, so there you go. Reptile people at 10 o'clock. Don't change your dial. While I was out, my little segment that I like to call While I Was Out. Over the week, we had some interesting developments this week. Oh, you know, I'm not going to apologize. I played the president's speech this week, and there's a reason for that. I know you had to go through 3 minutes of just, I know nobody supports this guy anymore, at least maybe 30% of you do. If we look back on past shows, I think that's what we came to. 30% still supporting the president. And I heard this speech. I like to listen to the president's speeches. I like to know where he's coming from. And I was idly listening to it, though, and I heard him saying that Congress wasn't ponying up money for something that he wanted in a bill. And Congress apparently has left town. For those of you listening to my voice outside of Washington, D.C., you should know that we don't know where they go when they leave, but we're glad they're gone. It smells better downtown, and I was down there today, and that proves it. So, you know, while your representatives are back home, ask them about this bill. Apparently, this is the big spy bill. The president wants money, or he wants the right to, he wants to extend something called Protect America Act, and I invite you to call it 1-800-636-1067 if you know more about this Protect America Act. But basically, this is something you're already familiar with. It allows the government and or private agencies, believe it or not, to spy on you. They'll be able to tap your phones, your cell phone. They'll be able to track where you're going with your cell phone, because your cell phone has a GPS. And they'll be able to check your emails, check out what websites you're looking at, and they won't need a warrant. They won't have to go to a judge to do this kind of thing. And from what I got from his speech, and I present this to you, the listener, perhaps you can enlighten me. I get the feeling that Bush wants private companies to do this. And the other thing is that in this bill or something, people have the right to sue these various companies, these private contractors that are going to do this kind of skullduggery work. Now, before you say, well, Joe, you know, this is all post 9/11, and, you know, we need security measures that we didn't have before in order to fight the terrorists. Don't forget that. You're either with us or against us. You have to take into account that 9/11 happened in 2001, and it's now 2008. It'll be 7 years since anything has happened. And you really have to remember that, obviously, 9/11 was a devastating, devastating... Hey, my phone's going off. It's my wife calling me. She should know I'm on the air. But anyway, a devastating, you know, attack. And a lot of damage, a lot of collateral damage done. I'm not denying that. And I'm not denying that the people who perpetrated this should be punished. But acts of terrorism happen more regularly than you think. And what I mean by that is that acts of terrorism, for instance, there was another school shooting up in a college in Illinois a week ago. There was a Virginia Tech shooting. There was Ted Kaczynski, right? Wasn't he the Montana, the Mad Bomber guy? And then Eric Rudolph, the Olympic bomber. That's an act of terrorism, but it wasn't perpetrated by foreign agents or anything. So, and we didn't shut down the world, and we didn't start opening people's mail, right, after those events were happening. So you have to ask yourself, my fellow Joe Americans, you have to ask yourself, when does it end? When does it end? 7 years after 9/11, 2001. I don't think we need to move forward with this kind of legislation. We don't have to go, you know, we don't have to go forward with this, you know, for the sake of just a never-ending battle. And I am getting some calls. Let's go to Hank. Hank, how are you?
Good, Joe. How you doing, man?
Hey, Hank, you're a friend on my MySpace page, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a fantastic page, too.
No, it's not.
Hey, I wanted to throw something out at you about the whole security issue.
Please do.
I had heard from some people, some friends, that... They constantly troll for keywords in phone conversations. So let's say you're just talking to somebody innocuously about something and you say a couple of words like bomb or nuclear or something like that, that gets filed away in some server somewhere and is earmarked and inspected later on by somebody just to check and see what the tone of the conversation was. Have you heard of that before?
Yeah, that absolutely does exist. That's been around for a while. That's something, if you remember when they're actually having the big web, you know, portals like Google and Yahoo, they want those companies to do that work for the government.
Well, so I think all of this stuff that we hear about in Congress and all these bills and stuff that people want to pass, I think it's all just really a formality. I think all this stuff is going to happen whether we want it to or not.
I guess so, but... You know, it's up to our elected representatives to nip it in the bud, to steal a cliche.
I agree. Can I say hi to my friend Laura in Canada? She's another big fan of the show.
Oh, yeah. She called last week.
Killer.
All right, Hank.
Hey, man, plug your MySpace page again, will you?
I sure will. It's Joe Radio 106.7.
Okay, Hank Vandango out.
Right on, Hank. See ya.
All right, take care.
So there you go. Hank's on board. Who else is with me? Are you with me or are you against me? And it's an open forum, you know. I'm not preaching to you. Well, maybe I am. I am preaching to you. That's what the show, you know, that's why I have a radio show, so that I can talk. But I'm not preaching down. I'm not, you know, I'm not telling you how it is or what, you know, what it is. I want to know what you think. I mean, I don't think, you know, hey, the government can do what it wants. The government has the guns. Remember that all the time. The government has the guns if they want to, you know, shut something down, they're certainly more than happy to do it. And I don't see why we need private companies, private security companies doing this kind of thing. That's a little iffy as well, because you start paying these people, what are you paying them for? Well, you're paying them for results. And when you start paying a private corporation who's getting paid on results, they want good results, right? And when they want good results, we all know how corporations, you know, they want good results to the point they'll do anything to get them. And that might mean it might cost somebody their freedom. Somebody might get locked up. False imprisonment. It's happened before. DNA is freeing people who have been locked up for crimes that they didn't actually commit, looked like they did, but DNA came along and exonerated them. So, you know, that's where we're at with that one. And this ties into a couple of things that I brought in tonight, because while we're being all security conscious, how about when Senator Barack Obama gives a rally down in Dallas, Texas, that since there was a crush of people trying to get in before he went on stage, the security people were asked to step down by the Secret Service and not pat down people for weapons or scan them with the little wands that they do in the airport. Just let them on through. I have a quote. Let's see if I can find it. Let's take this point of view. Dallas, this is from Star Telegram. Staff writer Jack Douglas writes, Dallas Deputy Police Chief T.W. Lawrence, head of the Police Department's Homeland Security and Special Operations Division, said the order, apparently made by the U.S. Secret Service, was meant to speed up the long lines outside and fill the arena's vacant seats before Obama came on. When asked if he was concerned by the great number of people who had gotten into the building without being checked, he said, sure, but the 17,000 people seemed to be a friendly crowd. Well, that's a hell of a way to just... That's a blanket statement if I've ever heard one, right? They seem to be in a good mood, you know? And this is in Dallas. You know, nobody's ever gotten shot in Dallas. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's right. The last time a president was assassinated was in Dallas. That's like saying, you know, everybody that's going to Vegas, they all seem to be a friendly crowd. They're all going to Vegas. Don't screen them before they get on the plane. They look like they're having a good time. So there you go. When you're playing the security game in this country, you know, it's either got to be all or nothing. Because that's what's going to get us hurt. That's what got us hurt on 9/11, 2001. We had a threat. It wasn't analyzed by the government thoroughly. And that's not, I'm not blaming the government. It was an unprecedented attack. And quite honestly, even if you knew it was going to happen, you may not have been able to do much to stop it. Short of knowing everybody involved before. But, I mean, that's water under the bridge. We can't really debate that anymore. So there's that. So I thought that was interesting, you know. And the Secret Service, in fact, giving the order. Could you imagine if somebody had brought in a gun and shot Barack Obama? For one thing, Dallas would riot. And, I mean, everybody. But how would they answer to that? How would they answer to it? You know, and they say, well, gee, I guess we made a bad decision. Okay. So there you go. That's my high horse for tonight. And you're invited to call 1-800-636-1067. Yes, fanfare, my favorite. Oh, so while I was out... I told you about the reptile people. I'm going down my list here. Got a list. And we found a dog today. My wife and I were on our way to our favorite store in the world, Target. And we saw a stray dog running around. He looked kind of mangy. He didn't look too healthy. But we jumped out of the car, and as it was, the dog was like one of these border collie, border shepherd, Australian shepherd mixes or something. And the reason he looked mangy was because his leg was kind of shaved, just a little bit. But he certainly was a handsome dog, probably about 3 years old, maybe four. So anyway, it's the Joe Artinger Lost Dog Report.
If you've lost a Shepherd mix in the Burke Fairfax area, please call Joe Artinger or contact him at joeradio1067@aol.com. Lost dog alerts. That's what the show has progressed to through to tonight. Other things, did you know what? Today in history. Oops. Oh, in history. Oh, where's my fanfare? This fanfare's not. All right. Today in history. You can tell I got some new sound effects. I hope I'm not driving you nuts with them. I like them, though. Today in history. Did you know the Tootsie Roll was introduced by Leo Hirschfeld? That's what they used to say, introduced. It was invented by Leo Hirschfeld. And I went to the Tootsie Roll website, don't you know? And I wanted to look up a couple of things in reference to the old Tootsie Rolls and Tootsie Pops. Did you know they make 46 million Tootsie Rolls a day? I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Hey, we've got some calls. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Jim from Manassas.
Hey, got me on to throw in some comments and mix it up a little bit.
Sure.
Okay. The surveillance, quote unquote,
right,
is primarily tracking people who are calling terrorists out of the country. It's not recording the calls. It's putting together a matrix of who's calling who.
You sound like a man in the know.
Yeah, I am. Well, the other thing you're talking about is where they look for keywords is a program called Echelon.
Right.
And that is only used on people who are already have warranted wiretaps. So that's through the Justice Department.
Through FISA?
Not even through FISA.
Oh, okay.
Not even through FISA. It's through the Justice Department. There are wiretaps that are obtained in normal, painfully slow procedures.
Right.
Say, for instance, there was a subversive militia of alcohol-drinking loony rednecks.
Hey!
Instead of having a single person sitting on the phone listening to all their conversations, the phone is running through a automated voice recognition, and when it hears those words, it wakes somebody up and tells them to come and listen.
Huh. Well, you sound like...
The only time that was used against, openly against people who might not be popular with an administration was with the previous administration.
The Clinton administration?
The Clinton administration.
Ooh, give me details.
Well, the only person who was arrested and prosecuted under it was an FBI employee who, or tried to be prosecuted, well, basically they lost their job, was an FBI employee who basically ran Echelon on Clinton.
Oh, well, that might have been a mistake. I thought they might have done it on, like, the militias. Remember when the militia were the big threat in America before all this terrorism thing?
Yeah. They used that after... after the explosion of the federal building.
Well, let me ask you about another act of terrorism that I forgot about. Let me ask you this, Jim. Do you ever feel like you're tired of having a boogeyman out there? In the 90s, it was the militia. In the 80s, it was the drug lords and, communists in Central America. And now we've got the Islamofascist, which is really a stretch as far as... culture meeting the actual definition of a word.
Well, from being, as you said, a person in the know,
right,
and looking for the boogeyman,
yeah,
you have no clue as to what actually goes on in the world, and you know have no clue how many times your butt's been saved in the Washington area.
Well, why don't we just kill him? I mean, why do we have to?
The problem is with killing somebody like that, particularly with, just for the current phrase, Islamofascist, is that all you do is lose a source of information and create a martyr.
Well, there you go.
Which is what fuels what's going on.
Well, like they said about Saddam back in the 80s and 90s, he's a bastard, but he was our bastard.
Well, not totally. Saddam ran independent of everything. And if you want to bring up the boogeymen, you might want to do a little research as to the two families that were totally killed, one in Texas and one in Florida, whose only sin was having a father that worked, two gentlemen that worked for the DEA in Colombia who were outed.
Right.
And that's how far the cartels were able to reach. They killed the mother, the children, the uncles, and the grandparents of both men.
Well, they don't mess around. Well, Jim, thanks for your call. It's, like I said, this is the kind of call that I want to take. I want to know.
Yeah, but just look at it this way. As long as you're not calling somebody who is a known terrorist out of the country, you're not even being touched.
All right.
And the companies that you say are helping, they are simply being requested for access to put in the taps. They're not being paid for it. They're not independent contractors. It's the Justice Department that does it.
All right. Well, thanks, Jim.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Jim, he sounded like he knew his stuff so much, he was scaring me. and I, listen, I'm not naive. I realize there's some very dangerous people in the world. But I get a little leery. And I'm not a raging liberal either, before you start thinking any of that. I'm a pretty conservative cat. I've lived a pretty wild life, but conservatively. So that's where I'm coming from. Let's go to David. David.
Hey, hi there.
How are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
Great.
Excellent. One thing I'd like to say about Bush's speech, if you listen carefully, I think the real agenda is to protect big business.
Yeah, of course, because he mentioned it, the class action lawsuits, and this administration is definitely against class action lawsuits.
Well, I mean, it's been that way through Reagan and the second Bush, I mean, the first Bush, and even Clinton with the deregulation. But, I mean, this under this administration, you know, I see this class action lawsuit as it pertains to this bill. I mean, we already have the Patriot Act.
Right.
But, I mean, with this current administration as it pertains to this bill, I think this could eventually be used as a precedent to protect all kinds of big business.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. The trouble with, well, that's where the politicians get most of their support. I had Paul Craig Roberts on a couple of weeks ago, and everybody knows that politicians are in the pockets of big business. If you look behind Barack Obama, he's quite popular with the people. He's still being paid for by the same people. And I can understand big business doesn't want to lose everything they worked hard for because they made an honest mistake. But, I mean, look at the you know, we just recently had another beef recall, but the one that was about 6 months ago, that company was wiped off the face of the earth because of that recall. Now, they should have, you know, they should have been a little more vigilant as what kind of product they're putting out. So I don't think you should wipe away the possibility of class action lawsuits.
To me, that's the real agenda behind this bill.
Otherwise, you know, companies will, they could get reckless. I don't know anybody who'd want to be in business and actually put out something that's going to harm them, whether there's class action lawsuits involved or not. I mean, if you sell, sometimes I go to a McDonald's or something and I get a Coke that's too watered down, you know. I know Coca-Cola doesn't want it watered down. It happens. You know, I know that if I want to, I'd go back and say, hey, this Coke's watered down, can I have a new one?
Yeah, I mean, no one is going to bring up a class action lawsuit for having bad Cokes. Okay.
I know, I don't mean to trivialize it either. I'm just trying to make it basic.
No, but you're not trivializing it, but the president is trying to trivialize it. Something else.
I agree.
And, I mean, you know, this will get to the point of where Bechtel and Halliburton and all these other companies that they're all heavily invested in and friends with, you know, they'll soon get to the point of where they can do substandard building. They are doing what they're doing now, where they're contracting, they get these no-bid contracts and they subcontract out to foreign builders, and then you end up building things that are really, really substandard.
I agree, and I tell you what, I want Halliburton to answer some questions in the future. I don't know when we can get our hands on them, but I want some questions answered about about the way they've been doing business.
Well, good luck. That's the beauty of a global corporation. You can move all your offices out of the United States, except a few, and that's also how they get a whole bunch of tax breaks.
Yeah,
because you know they can move derelict computers from the United States out to the Philippines, and then all of a sudden they can just claim that they're really, really expensive machines and take depreciation taxes.
And we can't even gamble online anymore, David.
Exactly.
Although I've heard you can if you try hard enough.
If you try hard enough. If you try hard enough.
Hold on, I lost my headphones there.
Oh, okay.
I got you back.
I was wondering about that.
If you try hard enough, I've heard. I'm not much for online gambling, but I thought that was another, you know, another example of the government kind of overreaching. I mean, they overreached in a big way. I think they came down on the credit card companies, didn't they?
They did, but I mean, still, that's only something to stir up public opinion and not anything really important.
Well, that's, see, it's an emotional issue like abortion and you got gambling, pornography, homosexuality, gay marriage. These are all emotional issues. Sometimes people don't realize that they're being led one way with the carrot, but the stick is totally being operated by, you know, somewhere else.
Well, I mean, you take a look at it this way. You know, if the government really wanted to crack down on any type of crime, they could just watch, you know, how money gets transferred out of this country.
Yeah.
But they don't do that. I mean, they want to do surveillance on telephones, and they want to have the privilege to just jump in on any phone to sound like they're doing something, whereas in that case, they're trying to throw in protections against for big business. On the other hand, they're not watching where money goes. I mean, you know, if you watch all the money laundering and all the offshore bank accounts and things like that that big business and very, very wealthy people do, you know, you could track drug crimes, you can track all, you know, human trafficking, all kinds of things, all kinds of improprieties going on.
They might find that it leads to the reptile people from the hollow planet Earth.
There is that, too.
You know?
Well, maybe they're the ones in power right now.
Maybe the reptile people said, hey, step off. That's our coke, man.
Exactly.
All right, David, thanks for the call.
Okay, take care.
Thanks. And, like, David makes some great points. Now, see that... Now, Jim was a guy in the know. And, he scared me because he knew so much. He made me look like the jackass I am behind a microphone. But from both those callers, I got exactly what I wanted. I got some information from somebody who's out there doing it. And then I got David, who's got an open mind and is trying to give, you know, a point of view that I'm kind of, I don't know what I guess same kind of point of view I'm trying to, I've lost my train of thought. I said that in the first show. I decided I'd say it again. I've lost my train of thought. You know why? Because I want to get to the lizard people from the hollow planet Earth. And I love talking politics. And I decided that this show is finally starting to evolve. I know it doesn't seem like it. But it is evolving ever so slowly, ever so slightly. And, you know, I'm finding that I like to do the political talk in the beginning. And I like to have conspiracy theories. Where does the money go? Where does the money go? Sometimes you may not want to know those answers. My father used to tell me that. So, and my father was pretty high up in the government as well. Anyway, we were talking about Tootsie Rolls. And before we go to break, 46 million Tootsie Rolls are made a day. I don't know who's eating them. I don't know. We got 300 million people in America. But this is, you know, worldwide. And, this day in history, 1896, the Tootsie Roll was invented by Leo Hirschfeld, and he named it after his five-year-old daughter named Tootsie. Isn't that sweet? They are, let's see, do we have any other facts about them that really matter? Nah. But you know, Tootsie people, they make the Charms Blow Pops, and I love those, the ones with the bubble gum in the middle. Gotta eat those until my eyes pop out. Let's see, what else do we got? Just a few things before we go to break. Oh, I've lost, I've lost my notes. Oh, well, it's time for a break. So there you go, I'll get it together. I need to take a break, go through my notes, get ready for the reptile people at 10 o'clock. That's just 22 minutes away. It's 9:38 on the East Coast. Joe Radio, my fellow Joe Americans, don't forget you can call in 1-800-636-1067 and you can email me at joeradio1067@AOL.com and I'll be right back after these commercial messages.
Washington's Talk Superstation 106.7 WJFK.
Ladies and gentlemen,
The Hideout. Belinda on line one, who's in Alexandria. You're in The Hideout on WJFK.
Hey guys, I heard you from one of my friends, and I want to ask you, how do you get into talk radio as a career?
Yeah, I would think it's better to go into a hotel room alone with Kobe Bryant and take your chances with that than a career in talk radio.
The Hideout, Saturday nights from 6 to 9, 106.7. WJFK. Oscar may be in his late 20s and still live with his parents. And Chad Dukes doesn't even own a car. But that doesn't mean their show isn't moving on up. The Big O and Duke Show on the East Side can now be found on WJFK every weekday starting at 10 a.m. Fish don't fry in the kitchen, and Big O and Dukes don't sleep till noon anymore.
This is the worst decision-making I've ever heard.
You'll be very happy to hear the story.
It's fun if you try
it. Same two guys, all the same stupidity.
Loud and stupid would be two words I would use.
And now with a new time, 10 to 3. 106.7 WJFK. WJFK is homegrown with live and local shows all day of every weekday.
Can we hook it?
Knock out your morning commute with the Junkies from 5 to 10. Follow up the junior high behavior with the Big O and Duke Show.
What?
Two different guys, one up show. Afternoons belong to WJFK's Radio Gods. Don and Mike from 3 to 7. And WJFK Nights belong to Rome and its famous dramatic pause, The Jim Rome Show. Only on Washington's Talk Superstation, 106.7 WJFK. Junkies.
Hey, Ricky. Don't sleep on the show all next week, 5 a.m. Thanks. We're going to break down the Academy Awards. You know we're going to join.
Plus, ladies, we're still accepting applicants for the Make My Body a Hottie contest. You can enter online at WJFK.com or join us in studio.
And we'll also talk to the hot youngin' Hayden Panettiere from Heroes.
Oh, I see. Hayden Panettiere equals Rainbow Sherbet.
The Junkies. Weekday mornings, 5 to 10. 106.7. WJFK. 106.7 WJFK.
Does your furnace need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit fixitfast.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. That's fixitfast.servicemagic.com.
If you have acne, here's a phone number you need to call. 1-800-335-4191. Right now, we're looking for the biggest skeptics out there to test out a skin-clearing breakthrough risk-free. People who are sick and tired of wasting money on acne products that just don't work. If that's you, give us a call. We're going to prove you can make your acne disappear and have clear skin by sending you a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution absolutely risk-free with our compliments. Find out how to get your risk-free 60-day trial by calling 1-800-335-4191. Our combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin and skeptics into believers. You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test, and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial by calling now toll-free. 1-800-335-4191. 1-800-335-4191.
Now that the Alice 3-Minute Film Festival is an institution of remarkable accomplishment, we especially encourage you to submit your entry.
Hey, my name is Kevin Smith, and I've directed some movies. It took me a long time to get where I am, but you want to get there a lot quicker, man? You enter the 3-Minute Film Festival, folks. Think about it as a way to get into the movie business without having to sleep with sweaty men like myself.
The Alice 3-Minute Film Festival, dedicated to everyone who dreams of being a director. Information is at, and submissions go to, RadioAlice.com.
Washington's Talk Superstation. 106.7 WJFK.
Mandrake, I suppose it never occurred to you that while we're chanting here so enjoyably, a decision is being made by the President and the Joint Chiefs in the war room at the Pentagon. And when they realize there was no possibility of recalling the wing, there will be only one course of action open. Total commitment. Mandrake, do you recall what Clemenceau once said about war?
No, I didn't think I knew that, yeah.
He said war was too important to be left to the generals. When he said that, 50 years ago, he might have been right. But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought. I can no longer sit back and allow communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
Welcome back, everybody, to Joe Radio. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Ardinger, with you. 1-800-636-1067. Give me a call. We're talking about many things tonight. 10 o'clock, Reptoids.com. Mr. John Rhodes from Reptoids.com will be with us, talking about the reptile people from the hollow planet Earth. So you don't want to miss out on that. That's going to be cool.
Everything we have to fear is...
So, I love that song. It's so bad. It's so bad. It's great. Anyway, before we left, before we took a break, we were talking about this day in history. So we were talking about the Tootsie Roll, and I thought it would be interesting. Tootsie Roll's not that interesting. It's a very boring candy. It's not even that sweet. It's chocolatey, but if I want chocolate, you know, I like a Nestle's Crunch Bar or something. But also, this day in history, did you know that, ironically enough, President Calvin Coolidge created the Federal Radio Commission, probably the father of the FCC. So we want to shout out. We want to shout out to old Calvin Coolidge, Silent Cal, as they called him back in the day. And this one is for you. And today in history, let's see. Walt Disney's animated movie, Pinocchio, was released. And I went on the web to try to find out some cool trivia about Pinocchio. The only thing that I found was that Playboy magazine published an article that said that Pinocchio had all these dark, you know, secrets to it, you know, like male nudity and bestiality and masochism. I'm not even sure that I'm supposed to mention on the radio. But, you know, I didn't know this about Pinocchio. I just thought it was about a little wooden boy who finally became a boy. A little wooden puppet that one day became a boy. So if you know any dirt on Pinocchio, you know, give me a call. 1-800-636-1067. And so, on this day in history, U.S. Marines raise the flag over Iwo Jima. With the, you know, the famous photo and the statue that's right down here in Arlington, Virginia, at the National Cemetery. So I bet you didn't know that. Maybe you did, though. Maybe you had a relative that was in that picture or in that war. The Great War, as they say. Well, the greatest generation, the Second Great War. Sacramento in the news. Sacramento, I know you're listening. Give us a call. But this is very Sacramento. This day in history, 1993, Sacramento gold miners admitted as CFL's ninth franchise, and the CFL would be the Canadian Football League. Maybe somebody didn't mention that to the great people of Sacramento, but I don't know. So, would you mind calling me and telling me if you still have your Canadian Football League team? What do you think, DJ?
Do it.
All right. No, I'm just talking about Sacramento and a Canadian football team. I mean, it's California. They could have had the Rams, I'm sure. It was 1995. Did the Rams need to go to St. Louis? Couldn't they have just gone up the road to Sacramento? Call me and let me know about that one. John? John?
Yes?
You're on the road in Baltimore?
Actually, I'm driving Northern Virginia into Baltimore.
Oh, okay. Well, what can I do for you? Kind of have to go through Maryland from Northern Virginia.
Right.
Just want to make sure you're on the right path.
Yeah, I'm going the right way, I hope.
All right. What can I do for you?
Well, I just heard recently, and I wondered if you know anything about this, and anybody can check it out, but that President Clinton, he negotiated the peace agreement with Israel and their neighbors, their enemies, or whatever.
Right.
And I'd always heard about the Oslo Agreement, the peace agreement, but I never heard how long it was until years later. And it was a 7-year peace agreement. And it turns out, and you can check this, that his name, William Jefferson Clinton, is 666 in Greek and Hebrew. And all that's right out of the Bible.
Right.
And I just thought that was really strange that he was trying to get them to sign a 7-year peace agreement, and his name is 666.
So would that be the 7 years of peace negotiated before Jesus comes back, or
right? And after 3.5 years, he breaks the treaty or whatever, and says he's God in the temple or whatever.
Bill Clinton is God? Wow!
No. He's the Antichrist.
Oh, the Antichrist. Oh, gotcha. Well, you know. Listen, in shows on down the road, I'm going to be exploring some of the secret societies, you know, like the Freemasons and all that stuff.
Right.
So I'll do some research on that. I appreciate the tip. I hadn't heard that one, but I'll definitely look into it.
Right. Please do look into it.
All right. Thank you, John.
All right. Thank you.
Safe driving.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Well, that's a new one. Bill Clinton. This just in. Bill Clinton is the Antichrist. But, I'll look into that. I love all that stuff, all the conspiracies in the world. You know, when I first started, thinking about doing this show, I was just going to call it Conspiracy Radio. But then I didn't want to be pigeonholed into one place because I wanted to talk about, Sacramento getting a Canadian Football League team. And here's something, 1995 as well, Dow Jones closes above 4,000 for the first time. Now, that was in 95, and didn't the Dow Jones this year go 14,000, just 12 years later. That's a phenomenal leap. If you're one of those money people out there, can explain why that has risen so fast, because the stock market had been around for a long time before it hit 4,000, and for it to have jumped 10,000 points in the span of 95 to 07, 12 years, that seems a little hanky to me. But that's just me. Hey, let's talk to Laura in Canada. Laura, how are you tonight?
Me?
Yeah, if you're Laura.
It jumped. I didn't hear that. I heard, how are you tonight?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, there have not been any Canadian, sort of non-Canadian CFL teams since about the mid-90s. Baltimore had a team. I don't think Sacramento had a team.
It says right here on my cheat sheet that they did.
Okay, I don't remember them.
Sacramento?
I remember Baltimore had one.
Oh, did they? What was the name of the Baltimore team?
I don't know. We just thought it was ridiculous that they were even in our league, but anyway.
So they would...
Because our balls are bigger, our fields are bigger, and we take fewer downs to make 10 yards, you pussies. Oh, I finally said it. Yes!
Oh. Yeah, but, ours generates more revenue.
So what? Ours is a better sport.
No, you see, I'm American. It's all about revenue down here.
True enough, actually, because I work for one of our major networks that our biggest revenue generator is hockey, so I shouldn't say anything. It is all about revenue when it comes to major league sports.
Well, you guys got hockey up there. Hockey down here struggles quite a bit.
I know, but Mike's keeping the flame alive, thank God, because he's the big Capitals fan, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So there you go.
Well, yeah, I mean, when the Capitals, if they don't sell out, Mike just buys all the extra tickets.
That's nice of him.
Yeah.
he's another stupid millionaire then.
Hey, you said it, not me. Can't say that. He's my friend.
He's not paying me, so I'm allowed.
No, I think with Mike, it's a fool and his money are soon partying.
Excellent. Well, there you go. So, yes, right now we're all Canadian all the way.
All right, Laura.
So I want to say hi to Andrea, too.
All right. Hi, Andrea.
I didn't say hi to Andrea, but Hank, Andrea, and I are chatting about you on AOL right now.
Well, right on.
Yeah. We're like an international Joe listening party.
Excellent.
I know.
That's what I need. I need.
There you go. All righty. Well, now you're clear.
Thank
Sacramento.
You.
Does not have a CFL team.
Well, they don't have one now, but they had one that... I need somebody to call from Sacramento because I know they're listening.
I honestly thought it was somewhere like Phoenix, but it might have been Sacramento now that I think of it. I remember there was two. There was Baltimore and somewhere else.
All right.
And, you know, things tell from my impression that I get from you guys about Sacramento that perhaps that's why we thought it was just somewhere else.
Well, yeah. Sacramento is not only somewhere else, it's something else.
Exactly. All right, well, I'm glad I could straighten you out. Can I go back to being cold now?
Yes, please do.
Okay.
All right, Laura. Thanks for
calling. Bye.
That's Laura from Toronto, don't you know? My fellow Joe American. So there you have it. Today in history. Oh, here's one that I missed. 1910. The first radio contest was held, and Howard Stern invented it. So there you go. There it is. Today in history. And I'm going to get my sound effect ready all together now. Joe Radio. So I think we'll take a break because I'm so excited. I'm so terribly excited. It's almost time. John Rhodes will be my guest from Reptoids.com. Go to Reptoids.com so you can follow along. I've got a bunch of great questions that I thought of, and I got some of them from the website, just from reading his website. His website is really well done. And I want to tell you, this guy is not a kook. This guy is presenting a valid argument, so we will definitely check in with him in the next break. So that's it. Don't forget, call 800-636-1067, Joe Radio 1067 at AOL.com and MySpace/Joe Radio 1067. And I'll be right back with the reptile people from the hollow planet Earth.
Talk program. Superstation. Washington's Talk Superstation 106.7. WJFK. Oscar may be in his late 20s and still live with his parents. And Chad Dukes doesn't even own a car. But that doesn't mean their show isn't moving on up. The Big O and Duke Show on the East Side can now be found on WJFK every weekday starting at 10 a.m. Fish don't fry in the kitchen, and Big O and Dukes don't sleep till noon anymore.
This is some of the worst decision-making I've ever heard.
You'll be very happy to hear the story.
It's fun if you try
same
it.
Same two guys, all the same stupidity.
Loud and stupid would be two or die with you.
And now with a new time, 10 to 3, 106.7 WJFK.
Hey, you. Feeling overworked and bloated? Stressed and unappreciated? Are you lonely in your work cubicle? Just want a little WJFK to make it go away?
Log on to WJFK.com and click Listen Live to listen online. WJFK is streaming 24/7 with absolutely no static.
We can't, however, do anything about your little pity party, so stop calling the front desk.
WJFK.com. WJFK is homegrown with live and local shows all day of every weekday.
Can we hook it?
Knock out your morning commute with the Chunkies from 5 to 10. Follow up the junior high behavior with the Big O and Duke Show.
What?
Two different guys, one up show. Afternoons belong to WJFK's Radio Gods. Don and Mike from 3 to 7. And WJFK Nights belong to Rome and his famous dramatic pause, The Jim Rome Show. Only on Washington's Talk Superstation, 106.7 WJFK.
I'm Mike Wallace.
If you're seriously depressed, there is nothing, repeat nothing, to be ashamed of. Millions suffer from depression, including some of the most creative and successful people. Depression is a medical disease that can be effectively treated. Even if you feel helpless and hopeless, these are typical symptoms of depression that go away with the right treatment, so please get help. If you do, you can beat it, just as I did. Learn more at cbscares.tv.
Washington's Talk Superstation, 106.7, WJFK. WJFK, the home of the Terps.
Good protection down the middle, wide open, touchdown, Danny Akendo.
Exclusive Terp Sports coach.
Delayed handoff to Ball, sweeping left, he's at the five, he's going to walk in the end zone, touchdown, last ball. Goldberg puts it down, the kick is up, and the kick is good.
Hall of Famer and legend Johnny Holiday returns to call the game.
And the Terps have taken a lead of 20-17, and five, touchdown.
Home of the Terps, 106.7, WJFK.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the clinically proven breakthrough called hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at this year's Sundance Film Festival. And now you can experience them for yourself. Try hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Turn back the clock with the free trial of hydroxytone. For your free trial, call 1-800-670-9376. That's 1-800-670-9376. 1-800-670-9376.
Once you've started advertising on internet radio, please understand that TargetSpot cannot be held responsible for employee grumbling. This is not uncommon when a business deals with more customers than usual. Employees demand raises due to the increased workload, and you're forced to spend extra time counting all that money. If you're willing to deal with these hardships, then you should advertise to internet radio's rapidly growing audience. With TargetSpot, visit TargetSpot.com.
The music of David Crosby has touched the souls of millions.
I figure I'm one of the luckiest human beings in the world. I really, absolutely love playing music. And to be given another chance at life is the most incredible gift. Being able to be with my wife, who I'm really in love with, and being able to see this little boy get born.
3 years ago, he was fighting for his life.
I needed a transplant, and I needed it immediately. And I remember I would be scared to go to sleep at night because I'd be afraid I wouldn't wake up.
Thanks to the generosity of an organ and tissue donor, his life was saved.
The amount of gratitude you feel isn't easy to describe. It's my job to try and express things like that. And I'm stuck for words.
Share your decision to become an organ and tissue donor with your family today. Share your life. Share your decision. Call 1-800-355-SHARE for a free brochure. 1-800-355-SHARE. A message from the Advertising Council and the Coalition on Donation.
Live from the Geico Studios, this is Washington's Talk Superstation, WJFK-FM and WJFK-FM HD. Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is Tokyo, once a city of 6 million people. What has happened here was caused by a force which, up until a few days ago, was entirely beyond the scope of man's imagination.
Now let's have it, Steve. What about this monster story of yours?
Well, it's big and terrible. Now he's making his way toward the city's main line of defense. 300,000 volts of electricity strung around the city as a barrier. I can hardly believe what has just happened. Now it seems Tokyo has no defense. I'm saying a prayer, George. A prayer for the whole world.
Steve Martin signing off from Tokyo, Japan.
To the show, Joe Radio, 106.7 WJFK. MySpace, Joe Radio 1067, Joe Radio 1067 at AOL.com, and 1-800-636-1067. And boy, have I got a guest for us tonight. His name is John Rhodes, and he created a website called Reptoids.com. John, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. How are you?
Great. Now, I want to tell you, I've talked to you a couple of times, and you don't seem like a kooky guy to me.
Well, thanks a lot.
So, that being said, I want to tell you that my first show, which was just 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I actually did my first segment about the reptile people from the hollow planet Earth. Now, I had it kind of tongue-in-cheek, but I had your website in mind.